Almost 4 months have passed since Al Jazeera journalist Shireen Abu Akleh was murdered by an Israeli soldier in the occupied West Bank. Despite repeated calls from human rights organizations and press freedom advocates for an independent investigation into the killing of Shireen, Israel has consistently refused, even ignoring a call from U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken for such a probe. Now Israel has released the findings of what it calls an operational investigation, the accused investigating themselves. The Israeli probe found that, quote, there was a high possibility that Abu Akleh was accidentally hit by Israeli gunfire that was fired towards what it claimed was suspects identified as armed Palestinian gunmen. However, there has been no evidence to support Israel's claim. Shireen was killed in broad daylight whilst wearing clearly marked press protective gear. Eyewitness statements and video evidence shows that there was no exchange of fire and that the veteran journalist followed all protocol. Investigations by Al Jazeera, The New York Times and CNN all established that Shireen was killed by Israeli fire in what many say appeared to have been a deliberate hit. In the immediate aftermath of the killing, Israeli officials changed their narrative 7 times in 24 hours. And now, 4 months later, whilst admitting that one of their soldiers was probably behind the killing, they insist it was a mistake. Israeli officials will hope that releasing these findings will help stave off criticism, but many will question whether or not it will be enough in the court of public opinion.
Shireen Abu Akleh's life matters.
For its part, Al Jazeera has vowed to continue seeking justice for its murdered journalist, as has Shireen's family. Her brother Anton and niece Lina have met with members of the U.S. Congress and Senate, hoping for Washington's help in seeking justice from its ally. Al Jazeera is also part of a wider coalition of media freedom organizations petitioning the International Criminal Court to look into the case of the slain veteran journalist, with other legal avenues also being explored. Since the year 2000, Israel has killed almost 50 journalists and injured countless more. The occupying power has bombed entire buildings housing media outlets and recently raided the offices of internationally recognized human rights organizations and prevented them from doing their work. Many fear that unless justice is secured for Shireen Abu Akleh and everyone involved in her killing is held accountable, then Israeli soldiers will continue to act with impunity, killing whoever they wish. Jamal Al-Shayyal, Al Jazeera.
Well, let's now get the reaction of Akiva Eldar, who's a columnist with the Israeli daily Haaretz. He's joining us from Tel Aviv. Thank you very much for being with us on Al Jazeera. As we heard there in Jamal's report, there was already overwhelming evidence and several investigations that found Israel responsible for the death of our colleague, Shireen Abu Akleh. What do you make of their findings? Is there anything at all in there that stands out for you?
Well, as the other guest said before, there will be a complete impunity again in this case, as was stated in the IDF spokesman statement. It's an accident. Or as the Israeli ambassador to the U.S. said, responding to the letter of the American lawmakers who insisted an investigation, he said that they ignore the background, that Israel is fighting a deadly wave of terror attacks. So Shireen was unfortunately at the wrong time, in the wrong place. And this is a kind of, I'm very embarrassed to say so, but most Israelis will see this as collateral damage. She was in a part of a war zone. Israel is the victim. And, you know, journalists happen to be there and they're doing their jobs and they have to take into account the risks that they've been killed. Or the foreign ministry even accused the media of exercising double standards, as was stated by one representative of the foreign ministry, Noah Tishbi, the actor. Thousands of journalists were killed in the recent years across the globe, from Ukraine to Philippines. And only when it comes to Israel, it becomes such a big issue.
But as you say, there are thousands of journalists in Palestinians in Palestine have been attacked by Israel. The case of Shireen Abu Akleh attracted a lot of international attention because, as our previous guest said, she was a Palestinian-American. She was an Al Jazeera journalist, a well-known journalist around the world. You know, if Israel can get away with this, surely they'll be getting away with much more. When does it stop? When does it end?
Well, in the best case, if I want to be optimistic, in November, Lapid will still be prime minister. In the worst case, we are going to have a guy, clear racist like Itamar Ben-Gvir, member of the cabinet, and Netanyahu back to power. And unfortunately, this is the choice of the Israeli voters, and Netanyahu was there for 12 years, and there are good chances, according to the polls, that in the elections in November, he will be back in town. So the question is whether Israel will have to pay. And we're talking about impunity. Israel has been enjoying the impunity for 55 years. So if the international community, and first and foremost the United States, will accept the Israeli explanation that it's, you know, it's an accident, we are very sorry. And actually, if you read carefully the Israeli statement, they still don't rule out the possibility that she was shot by a Palestinian. So I wish that I could say that Shireen Abu Akleh will be the last victim of the conflict and the occupation, but I will just add one figure to the discussion. Mm. Only the chances that an Israeli soldier will be put out on trial for killing a Palestinian is 2%. And the message to the Israeli soldier is that you have the Palestinians are the enemy and you don't take chances. Your life comes first. And if you believe that you're putting your life at risk, you kill, you shoot.
Akiva Eldar, thank you for talking to us and giving us a view there from Tel Aviv. Akiva Eldar, columnist with the Israeli daily Haaretz.